Good afternoon. I am Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to this reflection on this 24th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 28th, year A. Our readings today, Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 7 and 12 to 18, Psalm 90, 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 1 to 11, Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Lord, you are our Lord. Your majesty and your power are beyond our understanding, and your mercy takes our breath away. We know we should look up to you with our whole lives and lift up our voices for your glory. Yet too often we come with limited expectations and with minds focused on ourselves and our inadequate hopes and dreams. Help us to worship you in the way that you deserve, and glorify you here and everywhere and forever. Amen. We pray the collect for Proper 28, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of eternal life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Why Are You Afraid? Why are you afraid? In today's gospel, we have a parable which focuses not on the unexpectations of the master's return, but on the activity of the servants during his indefinite absence. Jesus the Christ returned to the Father, but has promised to come again to receive those who are faithful to himself, so that where I am, he said, there you may be also. Having warned his disciples about the need for preparedness with the parable of the 10 virgins, Jesus tells them the parable of the talents, Matthew 25, verses 14 to 13. The parable begins with a man making preparations for a journey of indeterminate length. Summoning his servants, he entrusts his property to them. Instead of dividing up the property equally, he gives to each servant according to his ability. Verse 15. To the first he gives 5 talents, to the second 2, and to the third 1. A talent by today's reckoning would be worth about £4,000, a lot of money with which to be entrusted. The master departs. No one knows when he will return. The first 2 servants put their money to work immediately. They know their master would have certain expectations. He would expect them to use and increase what they have been given. Following his example, they would take the risk of investing the money given to them. If they failed, they were certain that their master would appreciate the fact that they tried to follow his example. They believed that it was better to try and fail than not to try at all. Both these servants were successful. Over time, both received 100% on their business transactions. The third servant, however, did not follow his master's example. He followed the tradition of his day. He found a secret place, dug a hole, and hid the master's money in the ground. One day, the master finally returned. He did not evaluate their performance collectively. Instead, he reckons with each servant individually because they were entrusted with talents according to their ability. The master knows his servants. He knew their potential. So the first servant came forward, bringing the 5 talents he received, plus 5 more. He reported, "Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. Verse 20. His master responds with joy, "Well done, good and trustworthy servant. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Verse 21. The second servant, who was given 2 talents, comes forward. "Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. The master responds, "Well done, good and trustworthy servant. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Verse 23. Observe, despite the fact that the first servant earned 2.5 times what the second servant earned, both received the same praise and reward from their master. They lived up to their master's expectation. They fulfilled their potential. The third servant returned his master's money with an explanation for his actions. He said, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours." Verses 24 and 25. This servant totally misinterpreted his master's attitude and intent. He knew his master was a man of action, reaping where he did not sow and gathering where he did not scatter. He knew that his master was a risk taker. He should have done the same. Move to productive action. Take risk with the money. When it was given to him, it became his money. If he lost it, at least the master would have acknowledged his effort, and the servant would have learned a lesson from his failure. By his action, neither he nor his master gained anything, a wasted talent. The master describes him as wicked and lazy. He orders that the talent be taken from him and given to the servant with 10 talents, with the words, "For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away." Verse 29. The master orders that the worthless servant be thrown in the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 30. The master knew what each servant was capable of achieving. He knew their potential. Thus, he apportioned the gifts and the responsibility. The third servant did not live up to his potential or his master's expectation. He therefore wasted his potential and his gift. In fact, he did not even try. Why didn't he try? Because, as he said, "I was afraid." Afraid, a feeling of fear or anxiety. worry that something undesirable will occur or be done. Fear is a crippling human emotion which prevents right thinking, proper decision making, and fosters inaction. The third servant allowed fear to control his life. It controlled his relationship with his master. Because of fear, he did not interpret his master's actions correctly. Fear controlled his decision making. With fear in his heart, he missed the fact that his master was a risk taker. He was taking a great risk by giving his servants his money. In fear, this servant made the wrong decision. He thought that he was being safe. He dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's talent when he should have invested it. As servants of God today, are we prepared to take risks with the talents that God has given us? God has already taken a great risk for us. God's great risk was sending God's one and only Son into the world to live and die as one of us. So many things could have gone wrong in the life and ministry of Jesus. Remember, Jesus was fully human. The Word, which was divine, was made flesh, like us, with the ability to choose. When he was tempted, Jesus had a choice. He could have chosen the way of the devil or the way of the Father. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, he chose the way of the Father, demonstrating to us that we too, with the help of the Holy Spirit, when tempted, can choose the way of God. God in love has given each of us gifts, physical gifts or talents, and spiritual gifts by way of the Holy Spirit. Are we going to bury these gifts and not use them to their full potential and for the purpose for which they were given? Or are we going to use them as God intended? We are reminded that perfect love drives out all fear. God is perfect love. God, the all-knowing, all-powerful God, is with us and has a plan and a purpose for us. Therefore, we must not be afraid of what the world can place before us. God, the ever-powerful God, is with us. And St. Paul reminds us that if God is with you, then absolutely nothing in the world can stand against you. Therefore, in God's time and in God's way, we shall overcome the challenges of life. As disciples of Christ, we must not be afraid. We are to invest our God-given gifts, use them for the benefit of all people. Use our gifts to lead people to Christ and to his kingdom. Use them to make disciples of Christ. And God will multiply our gifts. At the end of the day, we will then receive God's commendation. Well done, good and trustworthy servant. Enter into the joy of your master. In this world, where in these times men and women are full of fear, let us keep before us the words of the psalmist. Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light on my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? No one. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? Nothing. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Comfort, we ask you, most gracious God, all who are cast down and faint of heart amidst the sorrows and difficulties of this present world, and grant that by the quickening power of the Holy Spirit, they may be lifted up to you with hope and courage, and enabled to go upon their way rejoicing in your love, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Give us courage, O Lord, to stand up and be counted, to stand up for others who cannot stand up for themselves, to stand up for ourselves when it is needful to do so. Let us fear nothing more than we fear you. Let us love nothing more than we love you, for then we shall fear nothing also. Let us have no other God before you, whether nation or party or state or church. Let us seek no other peace but the peace which is yours, and make us its instruments, opening our eyes and ears and our hearts, so that we should know always what work of peace we should do for you. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.
Us all, do you believe?
Yes, I believe.
From heaven.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service we pray that God will continue to make us instruments of God's peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. And as we go out into the world this week, we pray that you will have a productive, Spirit-filled week. And remember, fear not. God is with you. Be safe.